John chapter 7, verse 37, it says, "In the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried." And, you know, you understand King James cried doesn't mean he was weeping like a little baby. He said out loud, amen. Jesus cried saying, "If any man thirst," that's the way he did it, you know, "let him come unto me and drink. If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink." That word thirst is very interesting, very powerful word. We do things in life because we thirst. If you're absolutely satisfied, you will be a different person. If you're thirsty, you will seek until something quenches that thirst. And sometimes, when we're real thirsty, our discernment is not very good, because we just want something to quench us. There are extreme stories of people who are extremely thirsty and used extremely unhealthy things to quench that thirst. They would never, ever drink or use that form of thirst quenching in their regular life. But because they were so thirsty, how many of you have ever been so thirsty? I mean, just thirsty, thirsty. Probably nobody here as much as Jonathan Gunderson running a marathon in Death Valley. That'll make you thirsty, praise the Lord. But you just get so empty that you just take anything. But thirst is an amazing thing. And the Lord says, if you're thirsty, you know, all we have to do is look at our life and how squirrely we've been. Some of the dumbest choices we've made. Some of the dumbest things we've done. Why did we do that? Because we're thirsty. Probably didn't even realize how thirsty we were until we got into trouble. And then we realized that's what caused that. He said, "If any man thirst, let him come unto me." Jesus made himself the center of attention. Jesus made himself the object of affection. Jesus made himself the message. Nobody on earth can get away with that and be called humble. Nobody on earth could ever say that and be adored. Why could Jesus do that? Because he was King of Kings, Lord of Lords. Because he was sent down from the Father. And he said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." He says here, and this is so important, "He that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water." Now you can look this up in Isaiah 58. You can look it up in Ezekiel 47. And you can see God making reference to a river that would be in this earth. That a river would be flowing in the time. You know, remember on the day of Pentecost when Peter stood up to preach and the Holy Spirit, the Bible said that Jesus told his disciples to not go anywhere but to go to Jerusalem and wait there in the upper room. How many of you have ever read that? Everybody read that? And he said, "Wait till you be endued with power from on high." So they waited 10 days in that room together, 120 people. And on the day of Pentecost, suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the place where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as a fire that sat upon each of them. And they all began to be filled with the Holy Spirit and speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Now, why did that happen? Why did that happen? Why did that happen? In fact, remember what he says here in this verse 39. When he talks about rivers of living water, he says, "out of your belly." Now, what's he talking about? Is he talking about a real